Good morning, and welcome to Claude Daily. It is Saturday, April 25th, 2026. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sam. And honestly, Alex, I looked at the rundown this morning and had to triple check I had the right document because there's a lot going on today.
There really is. We've got a deal that involves numbers so large I had to write them down just to keep track. A brand new design tool from Anthropic that is going to make a lot of people very happy. Some important news about how Claude handles election information, a big update to Claude Code, and a whole lot more.
Yeah, and I want to get into all of it. Like the compute story alone, we could spend the whole episode on that one, honestly.
We could, we won't, but we could. All right, let's get into it, starting with the biggest story of the week. So, Anthropic and Amazon. They've done it again, but this time the scale is just, it's hard to wrap your head around it. The two companies have announced a sweeping expansion of their strategic partnership, and the headline number is this. Up to 5 gigawatts of new compute capacity. 5 gigawatts for training and deploying Claude.
5 gigawatts. Like, okay, for context, 1 gigawatt is roughly what a large nuclear power plant puts out. We're talking about compute infrastructure that could, in theory, require the equivalent of 5 nuclear power plants worth of electricity to run.
Right, and that's just the compute number. The financial commitment sitting underneath this is more than $100 billion over 10 years to AWS Technologies. And on top of that, Amazon is putting in an additional $5 billion investment directly into Anthropic.
Wait, so let me just... So the $100 billion is Anthropic's commitment to use AWS, as in they're going to spend that money on Amazon's cloud infrastructure over the next decade? And then separately, Amazon is also cutting a check for $5 billion into Anthropic itself.
That's exactly right. It's a two-way street. Anthropic is betting enormously on AWS as the backbone of everything they do going forward. And Amazon is deepening its ownership stake on the other side.
This is a genuinely historic level of investment in an AI company. Like, I keep trying to find comparisons, and they all fall short. This isn't a funding round. This is basically a decade-long infrastructure merger.
And it was announced April 20th, so just this week. And look, the timing matters here. We'll get to this later. But Anthropic has been shipping features at an absolutely breakneck pace, over 45 distinct features in a 90-day window earlier this year. And that kind of velocity requires compute. You cannot train frontier models on a laptop.
No kidding. And 5 gigawatts of capacity means Anthropic is planning to be training and running models at a scale that very few organizations on Earth can match. Google, Microsoft, maybe Meta. That's basically the club they're trying to join or stay in.
And speaking of Google, because this connects directly, there's another investment story that dropped this week. Google has announced it will invest $40 billion in Anthropic.
Hold on. $40 billion? That's on top of everything they've already put in?
Yes. This is structured in two tranches. $10 billion in immediate cash and the remaining $30 billion committed going forward. And this makes it one of the largest single investment pledges in the history of artificial intelligence.
So Anthropic now has Amazon locked in for $100 billion in cloud infrastructure plus $5 billion direct investment and Google putting in $40 billion on top of that. I mean, the valuation conversation is going to be wild. Analysts have been floating numbers around $800 billion for a potential IPO.
Which would make it one of the most valuable tech companies in the world.
It's just, when you step back and look at it, it's staggering. A company that didn't exist 5 years ago is now pulling in commitments that would make most Fortune 500 companies feel small.
And the model they're building, Claude, that's what all of this is funding. Every gigawatt, every billion. It's going toward making Claude faster, smarter, and more capable. We'll keep an eye on how this plays out. But let's pivot to something you can actually use today, because Anthropic also launched something really interesting this week that is very much for the rest of us. So this is called Claude Design. It launched on April 17th as a research preview, and the pitch is essentially, describe something you want to build visually, and Claude turns it into a fully interactive, clickable prototype, right there in your browser. No design software, no Figma, no code required.
Okay, so I saw this, and I immediately thought, wait, is this just another one of those text-to-image things where you type, make me a landing page, and you get a screenshot of something that looks vaguely like a website?
Right, and that's the key distinction here. This is not generating a static image. Claude Design generates actual interactive prototypes. Like, you can click through them, navigate them. They behave like real UI.
That's a completely different category of thing. Because a static mock-up is nice, but an interactive prototype you can actually click through, that changes what it's useful for.
Completely. Think about all the people who've ever had an idea for an app or a landing page or a presentation but didn't know where to start. They couldn't communicate what they wanted to a developer. They couldn't afford a designer. With Claude Design, you just describe it. I want a landing page for a hiking app with a sign-up form and a hero image and 3 feature sections. And you get something you can actually interact with.
That's democratization in a very real sense. Like, the barrier between I have an idea and here is a thing I can show someone just collapsed.
Now, it is currently in research preview, and it's limited to Claude Pro, Max, Team, and Enterprise subscribers. So it's not available to everyone yet, but the direction is clear.
Yeah, and honestly, research preview just means they're still collecting feedback, working out edge cases. The feature itself sounds real and working. What kinds of things can people make with it?
Landing pages, presentations, interactive mockups, those were the examples they gave. But really, anything that lives in a browser and involves UI. So if you can describe it, you can probably prototype it.
I mean, think about founders pitching to investors, or product managers trying to get alignment from their team, or teachers building educational materials. This is genuinely useful across a huge range of people.
Yeah, it's one of those features where you hear about it and immediately start thinking about 3 different things you'd use it for.
Exactly. Okay, so we've got massive compute deals, a brand new design tool. What else is going on this week?
So Anthropic also put out a pretty detailed update this week on something that I think matters a lot, especially given where we are heading into the US midterms. It's about election safeguards, specifically how they've built protections into Claude to make sure it handles election-related information accurately and without political bias.
Okay, so this is a topic I feel pretty strongly about, because AI in elections is not a theoretical concern. There are real documented cases of AI tools being used to spread misinformation to generate political content at scale. So what has Anthropic actually done here?
So they've taken a multi-layered approach. The first layer is model training itself. Claude is trained to treat different political viewpoints with equal rigor. So if you ask about a Democratic candidate's record, it applies the same scrutiny as if you asked about a Republican candidate's record. Same lens every time.
That sounds straightforward in principle, but it's actually really hard to do in practice. Because training data itself has biases baked in. The researchers have biases. The evaluation criteria has biases. How do you know you've actually achieved that symmetry?
Great question. And they're trying to answer it empirically. They've conducted evaluations specifically on Opus 4.7. That's their latest and most capable model. That show measurable improvements in balance and accuracy on election topics.
Okay, so they're actually testing it. That's good. That's not just a press release claim. You're saying they have evaluation data.
Right. And on top of the training layer, there's automated enforcement. So guardrails that fire at inference time, not just at training time. And then they've also done adversarial testing, which is where you basically try to break the system on purpose. Red teaming.
Adversarial testing is so important and so undervalued, because any bad actor trying to misuse this is going to be adversarial. If you only test with polite, benign queries, you're going to miss all the actual attack surface.
Exactly. And then there are also user-facing informational tools. So when you're asking Claude about election topics, it can surface context and direct you toward authoritative sources.
I want to ask about something, though, because there's a real tension here, right? You want Claude to be helpful with election questions? People have legitimate reasons to want to understand candidates, policies, ballot measures, but you don't want it to be a vehicle for propaganda or for suppressing turnout or anything like that. How do they thread that needle?
So from what they've described, Claude is prohibited from assisting with political campaigning. Like, it won't write campaign ads or generate targeted political messaging. But it will discuss political topics, explain policy positions, describe candidates' records, explain how elections work. The line is between informing and influencing.
That's a principle distinction. Not sure it's always easy to implement perfectly, but at least the principle is right.
And the timing here matters too. The update arrives ahead of the US midterms, which puts this right at a moment when these guardrails are going to be stress tested.
Yeah. I think it's worth saying that Anthropic putting this out publicly, like being transparent about what they built and how it works, that's a form of accountability. You can hold them to it.
Absolutely. All right, let's shift gears, because there's a really interesting technical development in the Claude Code world this week. So if you've been following Claude Code, which is Anthropic's agentic coding tool, the one that basically lets Claude work autonomously on programming tasks, there's a new capability that just dropped called Agent Teams. And this is pretty exciting stuff.
Oh, okay. I've been waiting for this. Walk me through it.
So the basic idea is that instead of having one Claude Code instance working on a problem, you can now orchestrate a team of Claude Code instances. You have one session that acts as the team lead. It assigns tasks, coordinates the overall direction, and then you have teammate sessions that work independently in their own context windows and can communicate directly with each other.
Wait, so these are multiple separate Claude instances, each with their own context, and they can talk to each other?
That's right. And this key thing about why this is powerful is parallelism. These teammates are working at the same time, not sequentially, not one after another, simultaneously. So if you've got a big code base and a complex task, the team lead can decompose it, hand out pieces, and multiple instances are attacking different parts of the problem in parallel.
Okay, that's a huge deal, because one of the fundamental bottlenecks with any AI coding assistant is that it's working through your problem linearly. And if the problem is big, that takes a long time. Parallelism changes the economics of that completely.
And Anthropic is being pretty specific about when this is and isn't the right tool. They say agent teams are most effective for tasks that can actually be broken into parallel work streams. So things like run these three test suites simultaneously or refactor these four modules at the same time.
Right. Not every problem is parallelizable. Like if task B depends on the output of task A, you can't just throw them at two different instances simultaneously.
Exactly. And it's worth noting that this is still experimental. It's in that early access category. But the architecture itself is important, because this is how you get from Claude can help me write some code to Claude can manage an engineering project.
This is agentic AI in a really concrete form, like a team lead that delegates, teammates that execute, parallel work streams. That's just software engineering. That's how human teams work.
Which is either exciting or slightly existentially interesting, depending on how you look at it.
Both. Definitely both. So what's the distinction between these agent teams and the regular sub-agent functionality that already existed in Claude Code?
Good catch. So sub-agents in Claude Code execute within the same session. They're sort of sub-processes of the main instance. Agent teams are genuinely separate instances with their own context windows, so they can develop different understandings of the same problem. They can specialize, and they're not sharing context in a way that could cause them to interfere with each other.
Got it. So it's the difference between one person multitasking and an actual team of people.
That's a good way to put it. Okay, speaking of Claude Code, there's actually a pretty significant story this week about what happened to Claude Code's performance recently and how Anthropic handled it. So this was all over developer communities this week. Users had been complaining for a while that Claude Code felt like it had gotten worse, like noticeably worse, and there was a lot of skepticism in some corners that this was just vibes, user perception, confirmation bias. And then Anthropic came out with an engineering blog post and essentially said, no, you weren't imagining it. It really did get worse.
I love this story. Not that it got worse, that's obviously bad, but the fact that they just said it publicly.
Right. They identified three distinct engineering changes that had contributed to a measurable performance decline in Claude Code. And they put it out there openly on their engineering blog.
Because the temptation for any company in that situation is to quietly fix it and hope nobody notices or keeps talking about it, especially a company that's, we were just talking about an $800 billion potential valuation. You do not want headlines about your flagship developer tool getting worse.
And yet they wrote the blog post anyway.
And yet they wrote the blog post, which I think is actually the right call, both ethically and strategically, because the developer community already knew something was wrong. The complaints were all over Hacker News and Reddit and everywhere else. Trying to stay quiet would have just made it worse.
And there's a trust dimension here, too. If you're a developer building something with Claude Code, you need to know that when something goes wrong, Anthropic is going to tell you what happened. Not spin it, not minimize it.
Exactly. And the fact that they have internal metrics sensitive enough to even identify three distinct engineering changes that contributed to a performance decline, that's actually kind of reassuring from a technical standpoint. Like, they're measuring this stuff carefully.
The blog post also connected to something broader that Axios was writing about this week, and I want to get into this, which is what they're calling Anthropic's growing pains. Because this is a company that has been moving at an extraordinary pace, and some of the cracks are starting to show.
Yeah, go ahead, because this is a real tension, and I think it's worth talking about, honestly.
So the context is, Anthropic has tripled its annual revenue to $30 billion. The IPO speculation is real, and the valuations being thrown around are enormous. And at the same time, you've got a situation where Claude Code degraded in performance in a way that users noticed. You've got an admission from the company itself that 45 features in 3 months might be too fast.
Wait, they actually said that? They admitted the pace was too fast?
Essentially, yes. The News International had a piece headlined something like, Anthropic admits AI pace is too fast. And the underlying data is that 45 distinct features shipped in a 90-day window from roughly February through April of this year.
That's wild. That's a feature every 2 days on average. No engineering organization sustains that without something slipping.
And something did slip. Claude Code performance slipped. And there are other growing pains, too. There's a Financial Times story about the fundraising round in February, the $30 billion private fundraising round, and how banks charged sharply different fees to their wealthy clients for access to that investment.
Oh yeah, the Morgan Stanley versus Goldman Sachs thing. That's a whole other kind of messy.
It is. Morgan Stanley apparently charged a 1% management fee, and Goldman had a materially different structure. And wealthy investors found out they'd gotten different deals from different banks for access to the same investment.
Which is legal, probably fine technically, but the optics are rough, because your wealthy clients are sophisticated enough to compare notes.
Right. So you've got this convergence of things. A company at an inflection point, enormous valuation expectations, a pace of shipping that's straining quality control, and the scrutiny that comes with being at the center of one of the most significant technological and financial moments of the decade.
I think the fair read on all of this is, these are the problems of a company that's succeeding wildly. The compute deals, the Google investment, the revenue growth, that's all real. But succeeding wildly creates its own pressures, and Anthropic is navigating those right now.
Exactly. And to their credit, the fact that they're acknowledging some of it publicly, the Claude Code issue, the pace question, suggests they're at least aware of it.
Yeah, okay, let's talk about something lighter because I'm genuinely excited about the connectors news.
Yes, okay. So this is a big expansion of Claude's connectors feature. For people who aren't familiar, connectors is the system that lets Claude directly integrate with external services. It was originally pretty focused on professional tools, work stuff. And this week, Anthropic expanded it to 15 new personal lifestyle applications.
15. In one shot. Just dropped 15 new connectors.
And the list is great. Spotify, Uber, AllTrails, TripAdvisor, Instacart, TurboTax. Those are the ones they specifically highlighted.
Spotify. Okay, what does a Spotify connector actually mean in practice? Like I'm talking to Claude and I say what?
So the idea is that Claude can interact with your Spotify account. Find music, create playlists, understand your listening history, and make recommendations based on it. So instead of opening Spotify and searching, you're just in conversation with Claude and it handles it.
That's actually kind of magical from a UX standpoint. Like, hey, Claude, I'm going on a road trip to the coast. Make me a playlist that fits that vibe. And it just does it.
Right. And then the Uber integration. You can initiate rides through Claude, Instacart, grocery orders through conversation. TurboTax is interesting because that one feels a bit more like a serious utility.
The TurboTax one is fascinating to me because taxes are one of those things where people are desperate for help, but also deeply anxious about getting it wrong. If Claude can interface with TurboTax and actually walk you through your specific situation in a conversational way, that's genuinely valuable.
And it connects to something Anthropic has been very deliberate about, which is making Claude useful in everyday life contexts, not just professional or enterprise contexts. The original connectors were great for work, but they didn't help you order groceries.
There's also a StubHub integration that got some coverage this week, and I want to talk about that one because it's interesting from a different angle.
Yeah, go ahead.
So StubHub, secondary ticket marketplace, right? You buy and sell tickets to concerts and sports events, and they've integrated with Claude through the connector framework. So you can search for tickets, evaluate prices, even start the purchase process, all through a conversation with Claude.
And the coverage framed it as putting AI ticket discovery in focus, because one of the real pains of StubHub is you have to know what you're looking for. You go there, you search for an artist, you try to figure out which tickets are a good deal versus overpriced.
And the valuation question is really interesting here, because ticket pricing on the secondary market is notoriously opaque. You're never quite sure if you're paying too much. If Claude can actually help you evaluate whether a ticket is priced fairly relative to similar seats, comparable events, historical prices, that's not just convenience. That's actual information asymmetry being reduced.
Which is a genuinely useful thing for consumers. The AI isn't just a pretty interface on top of the same experience. It's potentially giving you insight you wouldn't otherwise have.
Right. And I want to come back to AllTrails because that one also got its own coverage this week, and I think it's worth a minute.
Yeah, so AllTrails launched something they're calling AllTrails in Claude. It's a native integration that lets hikers and outdoor enthusiasts plan trails through natural language conversations inside Claude. So instead of going to AllTrails and using their filter system to search by difficulty, distance, elevation gain, you're just describing what you want.
I want a trail that's about 5 miles, not too technical, has a view at the top, and is good in the morning. And Claude just finds it.
That's the pitch. And the headline that one outlet used was something like, AI is coming for the great outdoors. Which I thought was a little dramatic, but also kind of accurate.
No, it's totally accurate. Like, AllTrails has a massive database of trails and reviews and conditions, but the discovery experience is very search box and filters. Conversational search is just fundamentally better for this kind of open-ended planning.
And it's also a reminder that these connectors aren't Anthropic doing all the work. These are companies actively choosing to build integrations with Claude. AllTrails came to them. StubHub came to them. That says something about where the industry thinks the interface layer is heading.
The interface layer is conversation. That's where this is all going. Okay, what else do we have?
So there are a couple of interesting things from the Hacker News community this week. First one is a Show HN post. That's where developers share their own projects. And this one is called Agent MCP Studio.
Okay, I need a second of context here. MCP stands for Model Context Protocol. It's a standard for how AI models communicate with tools and external services. So multi-agent MCP systems means systems where multiple AI agents are working together and each can use various tools.
Good, yeah. So Agent MCP Studio is a browser-based development environment for designing and orchestrating these kinds of multi-agent systems. And here's the interesting technical detail. It runs entirely via WebAssembly from a single HTML file with no backend infrastructure.
No backend? It's running entirely in the browser?
Entirely in the browser. One HTML file. You open it, it runs. No server, no database, nothing.
That's a really elegant architectural choice. Because the second you need a backend, you've got hosting costs, you've got maintenance, you've got security surface area. A single HTML file, you can audit the whole thing. You can run it offline. You can share it by just sharing a file.
Right. And the developer used WebAssembly specifically as a security sandbox. Everything is self-contained.
And the capabilities?
Tool authoring, multi-agent orchestration, all of it in the browser. You can design your system, test it, export it.
So this is essentially a visual IDE for building the kind of agent team systems we were just talking about in the Claude Code context, but as a standalone browser tool. That's pretty cool. The developer community building tooling around these capabilities is always a sign that the underlying capability is real and people are using it.
Exactly. And then there's another Hacker News item that's a bit more of a nuts and bolts product update, but it affects a lot of users. Anthropic has formalized a tiered access structure for Opus, Claude's most powerful model, and for extra usage in general.
What does that mean practically?
So if you want to enable or purchase extra usage for Claude Opus, which is their highest capability model, you now need to be on at least a Pro plan. Pro is $20 a month, or $17 if you pay annually. And extra usage is basically a pay-as-you-go overflow mechanism that kicks in when you've used up your included allocation.
So they've gated the high-end model access behind the paid tier, which, I mean, that's pretty standard practice, right? OpenAI does the same thing with GPT-4 and their more powerful models.
Yeah, it's not a shocking move. But it did generate real discussion on Hacker News because there's always a contingent of users who are on the free tier and are now finding a capability gated away.
The interesting thing to me is that it also reflects how much demand there is for Opus specifically. If you're having to manage access to it through tiering, it's because a lot of people want it and compute is finite.
Which loops back to everything we talked about at the top of the show. The 5-gigawatt compute deal with Amazon. That's partly about making sure that demand can actually be met at scale.
Yeah, it's all connected. Every product decision, every infrastructure deal, every tiering change, it's all about managing the gap between what people want from Claude and what Anthropic can actually deliver at any given moment.
All right, before we wrap up, let's do a quick look at a few other things that crossed our radar this week. The Reddit communities around Claude have been pretty active this week. A lot of the conversation has been about the Claude code performance dip we mentioned, which, yeah, people definitely noticed.
Developers are not shy about expressing frustration on Reddit. And honestly, they shouldn't be. When a tool you rely on gets noticeably worse, that's worth talking about.
There was also a lot of enthusiasm around the connectors expansion. The Spotify and AllTrails integrations in particular seemed to land really well with the consumer-focused communities. People sharing their first experiences using them.
The AllTrails one especially. Outdoor communities are very active and engaged, and they're excited about anything that makes trail planning easier. Like, that's a community that will actually use this.
And there was ongoing conversation about Claude design. Lots of people sharing their early prototypes, testing the edges of what it can and can't build, which is exactly what you want to see in a research preview. The community becomes your beta testing infrastructure.
And some of those prototypes looked genuinely impressive from what was being shared. Like, people were building things that would have taken a designer an afternoon in minutes.
The pace of this stuff is just relentless, which kind of brings us full circle to the 45 features in 90 days conversation.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to keep up with, even just as observers.
Imagine being a developer trying to build on top of this platform. Every week, there's something new to integrate, something new to understand.
Though I'd argue that's a good problem for developers to have. More capability is more capability, even if it's hard to track.
All right, let's bring it home. Big week. Just to recap the headlines. Anthropic and Amazon locked in a deal for up to 5 gigawatts of compute capacity, backed by more than $100 billion committed to AWS over 10 years, plus a $5 billion direct investment from Amazon, and Google separately announced $40 billion going into Anthropic. So just an absolutely staggering week on the investment and infrastructure front.
And that's not even including the product stuff, which Claude Design launched, and it's genuinely new. Interactive prototypes from text descriptions in the browser, no design skills needed. That is a real capability that didn't exist before.
Election safeguards got a detailed public update, showing Anthropic's commitment to making sure Claude handles political topics with balance and accuracy ahead of the midterms. Claude Code got agent teams, enabling parallel multi-instance coordination. And then Anthropic publicly acknowledged the Claude Code performance decline, which honestly, good on them for saying it out loud.
Connectors expanded to 15 new personal apps, including Spotify, Uber, AllTrails, StubHub, Instacart, TurboTax. The personal utility use case for Claude just got a whole lot more real.
And underneath all of it, a company navigating the pressures of extraordinary growth, the pace question, the quality control question, the expectations question, all of that in real time.
It's a fascinating moment. I keep saying that every week, but it keeps being true.
It keeps being true. All right, that is Claude Daily for Saturday, April 25th, 2026. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sam. Thanks for starting your morning with us.
Stay curious, and we'll see you Monday.
Have a good weekend, everyone.